I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. Last week, Elspeth talked with a pioneer in the seed-saving movement about efforts to start a seed library on Martha's Vineyard. This week, she learns about a seed library that just opened in Barnstable.
If you've never heard of a seed library, the basic idea is this. You walk into a public library, you look through a catalog of seed choices, and you pick out packets of the seeds you want to take home. You grow them in your garden and eventually bring seed from your plants back to the library for the next patron to check out. Here's Tara Laidlaw, who helped start a seed lending program like this at Sturgis Public Library in Barnstable.
So this is our seed library, and it was put in back in March. And it's got a whole collection of different choices. You can see here that we've got the green stars are the easier ones to save. So that means those are things where you don't have to worry about cross-pollination or waiting 2 years for the seeds to come. So that's things like beans, peas, lettuce, tomatoes. We've also got the yellow circles, which are the intermediate seeds to save. Those are things where they might cross between varieties, but if you're a little careful in your garden planning, you don't have to worry about it too much. And then down at the bottom, we've got our red triangles, which are the ones that are more difficult to save.
It reminds me of the key for a ski mountain. Stick with green and you'll be on easy ground. The red triangles are more akin to black diamonds. These are plants like kale, which take 2 seasons to produce seed and which also cross-pollinate really easily with other plants in the same family. Let's say you wanted to check out an easy variety, like green beans. Here's the process from start to finish.
The beans are a great one to start saving because it's a perfect flower, which means that almost always it will self-pollinate. And so you don't have to worry about insects like honeybees or beetles getting in there and transferring pollen between varieties.
Bean seeds are also super easy to dry at the end of the season.
You can certainly grow them out and eat some of the beans. But then once you're getting to the point where the beans are starting to get kind of tough and hard, usually towards the end of the summer, what you would do for the beans is you would actually pull out some of the plants. The beans do need a little bit more space when you're going to save seed. They need a better airflow because the bean pods will actually just dry down right there on the plant. And if you don't give them enough airflow, enough space in between plants, then the beans can start to develop mold or other diseases that will make the seeds no longer viable. So you pull out some plants, you throw them in the compost pile, and then beans are great because you just let them dry in the field.
If rain is in the forecast, you can pull the plants a few days early and hang them upside down inside to dry. But once the pods are dry, all you have to do to save the seeds is take them out and leave them on a plate for a few days until the individual beans are dry enough that you can't dent them with your fingernails. Then you store them for the winter.
Turns out that seeds have very similar needs to books for storage, which is why it's so great to have seed libraries in public book libraries. They like it cool, dry, and dark. And you just want to put it in a sealed container. You don't need to like vacuum pack them because the seeds are living things and they're still breathing. So they need a little bit of air, but like a Ziploc bag or a mason jar is totally sufficient.
So far, the seed library in Barnstable has about 40 participants planning to grow and save seed this season. The program was founded by the Cape Cod Food Hub, a group that Tara's part of that works to build community around local food production on the Cape. They've also started a seed library at the Brooks Free Library in Harwich. And eventually, they hope there will be similar programs all over the Cape.
It just makes so much sense to have as a community resource. You are getting people to talk to each other, which is rarer and rarer these days. But it also helps encourage people to grow their own food, which is better for your body and it's better for the environment. It helps promote biodiversity in the garden to offer some maybe unusual varieties of vegetables. And yeah, we would love to see this grow. As folks are bringing us varieties that they had already saved seed, we've been adding pages. And hopefully one day this will be a big, robust collection with lots of choices so that you don't have to buy any seeds at all. You can just get them for free at your local library.
That day may still be far off. But there are several other seed libraries up and running around the state, and the movement is growing. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find out more about the varieties in the seed catalog at the Sturgis Public Library in Barnstable on our website. That's at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.